Nobody said it would be easy. Nobody said that it would all be fine. But to get where we're going, brother, you gotta hold the line. It ain't a matter of if, nah, it's just a matter of time. But to get where we're going, sister, gotta hold the line. You gotta stay steadfast, tread lightly, cause they're looking for a reason to knock you down. But you can't ask too politely. In the sense, you gotta get loud, hold the line.
This is RAWF After Hour. Radio Network. I am your host, Lord Amadeus. I'm also the owner of RAWF, in the game we all know and love as Wrestler Unstoppable. My co-host is here, live here in Cincinnati with me. He is...
I hear the wind.
gentlemen, please welcome El Vacant. Hola, El Vacant.
Hola, mi amigo. ¿Cómo está?
Doing good, doing good. Just 2 weeks away from the Big Ten anniversary of RAWF pay-per-view Radiversary, which will be live.
And not 25.
Yes, not 25, as somebody was a little confused in the trading card scene. But, you know, no, it has not been 25. Good Lord. I hope it hasn't been 25. Oy. But, no, 10 years, ladies and gentlemen, just 10 years of RAWF to be celebrated in two weeks at Radiversary. We got a lot to talk about. For Radiversary, we got Hall of Fame inductions, we've got big matches, we got all kinds of stuff to discuss tonight. Speaking of, though, the trading card scene, you folks haven't seen it, we have been issuing trading cards to as many of the RAWF members, stalwarts that we can. The scene is listed in the it's on the main page. It's also in press release. I don't know if I think I got it into the network. Let me check. If I didn't, I'll put it in there later. All right, I'll have to remember to put it in there. I did not get it in the network. Shame on me. But, yes.
Bad LA.
But, yes, 10th anniversary trading cards. Already got about 60 of them issued out thus far. And
mine looks incredible for the record.
What's that?
Mine is incredible for the record.
Well, I'm glad you like it.
When you have such a photogenic model, I mean, the work can be
This is true. And there's a lot of very photogenic people here in RAWF, to be honest with you. A lot of them are very photogenic. So there's a lot of nice-looking cards if you folks haven't seen it. Like I said, I've got 60 of them issued thus far.
Very busy.
Well, I've had a lot of help. I've had some great help from some great people. So... And thanks to those people that have been working on the artwork for me. And we're trying to get them out there, make sure everybody gets one that wants one, or even if you don't want one, some of you are getting one anyway. So, all right. A decease? I have no idea what it is. Sometimes I have a lot of problems understanding what hobo wants. But anyways... And your nips look great in 4K. Okay. More than enough information I need. All right. But at any rate, ladies and gentlemen, we will start the evening as we like our want to do with the RAWF rankings. El Vacant, please.
Oh, I can do that. All right. So this is 7 out of 14 for those of you who are mathematically challenged. That's half. Half, Eddie. Half. All right. Okay. No one's going to get that reference, actually. I don't know why. But all right. Here we go. In 25th place, we have the Marquis de Sade. In 24th place, we have Wildfire. Oh, hot time in the town tonight. In 23rd place, we have the Karate Bunny. In 22nd place, we have the Cougar. I don't know that we should keep them right next to each other because like, Cougars eat bunnies. And just say that maybe we need to separate them. All right. In 21st place, we have a Clickety Clack at the Hobo Attack. That's right. Hobo Ezekiel is in 21st place. In 22nd place, we have, oh, look at that. Watch out. It's a four-alarmer. Fire Chief Bill's in town at 20th place. In 19th place, we have the Governess, Kayla. In 18th place, we have the most aptly named person in all of professional wrestling, the Unsettled, Christopher Cage. In 17th place, easy for me to say. In 17th place, we have the Enigma himself, well, not the guy named Enigma, this guy just is Enigma, Knox Boogie. In 16th place, we have Bruce the Shark. Look at him coming up the rankings there this month. In 15th place, we have everyone's favorite cheerleader? I don't know. Penelope Washington. In 14th place, we have A.F. James. You know, you know, AF, I'm just telling you, I know you got that scratch. You spread some of that scratch around, maybe you go up in the rankings a little bit. I'm just saying, you know. In 13th place, we have Kane the Governor. In 12th place, we have Mr. Ego Man himself. That's right, the Immortal Griffith is in 12th. In 11th place, we have the Pure One, Uber Vegan. In 10th place, we have the Nightcrawler. In 9th place, we have one of my favorite hot sauce entrepreneurs, Hot Shot Chaz. In 8th place, we have our current world champion, Deez. In 7th place, we have another Enigma, but this time he's actually named Enigma. The extreme Enigma is in 7th place. In 6th place, we have the Diesel Warrior. In 5th place, we have Simply the Best. In 4th place, the fix is clearly still in because Killer Neptune is up in 4th. In 3rd place, coming back with a bang, it looks like the foul player himself, Luke Cage, is all the way up in 3rd. That leaves us with two people left. In 2nd place, we have, oh, that's right, the Shake Man himself, motherfucking Blake Bradley. And that leaves us in the number one place. And if you were paying attention last week, you should know who it is. That's right. In 1st place at the halfway mark is none other than the Paragon of Greatness.
All right. And as you mentioned, it is only halfway through, so it's still a lot to go there. It's always interesting to see how it shapes up early on. Got some people on a roll here early in this rankings period. So halfway through the rankings period, looking good. We will see how that ends up. Of course, we still go to a Rativersary before this particular period ends. So good luck to everybody. Let's get some tournament updates now. And then we will go into some GM reports. But first, let's get to the tournament updates. First of all, congratulations to Wildfire just earlier today winning the Biatch of the Month over Davila in the finals. She will face Maeve O'Hare for the estrogen title at Rativersary. More on that in a little while. Let's take a look at the Arsehole of the Month to see who will face the men's champion. Or who's still in line to face the men's champion. So we are still in the quarterfinals. However, only one quarterfinal match is ongoing. Blake Bradley taking on Knox Boogie. The others, we have three semifinalists. The Razor, the Paragon of Greatness, and Simply the Best. The Razor will face the winner of Blake Bradley versus Knox Boogie to move on and see who can face the men's champion at Rativersary. Let's take a look at the Extra Points Tournament. For this period, it is in the final match. It is between D's and DW. So both of them, if I remember, both of them in the top 10 thus far. One of them will get a boost probably into the upper top 10. So we will see which one. That should be interesting. D's and DW. Currently in the final of the Extra Points Tournament. Congratulations to Psychotic Rage. He won the Hatfield McCoy Tournament to see who will face Conk for the Hatfield and McCoy Championship at Rativersary. It'll be Conk versus Psychotic Rage. I'll talk about that more. I'll let someone else do that update. And the Xanthar, the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament, of course, still underway as well. We are still in round 3. But let's see here. So in round 3, we've got Minifee taking on Wildfire. Sassy Applebee's has moved on to round 4 by defeating Killer Neptune. Uber Vegan TPO has defeated Kitty Kabam to move on to round 4. We have Big F and Hitman taking on Marquis de Sade to see who will move on. Big Papa has defeated Albatross Unlimited to move on. The Immortal Griffith defeated Menzino. Money Sue is currently still taking on Mr. Prick. Hobo Ezekiel, however, defeated Kayla the Governess to move on. The True Badass Billy Gunn defeated Damia. Davila defeated Dawn Shadow. Blake Bradley and Dee's going at it to get into round 4. That's a good one. Psychotic Rage defeated Fire Chief Bill Nightcrawler defeated Devilson. We got Mancunian Maniac taking on Mrs. Brumenzino. Papa Shaker defeated Starshot, and Tremaras to the Bone defeated Nick Nitro Glycerin. So, like I said, we got about three or four matches still left in round three to see what happens in round four. Hopefully, we will have more. We'll have more bigger update on that next week. So that is your tournament update. We now turn to some GMs. Let's get first our Ultimate Gauntlet GM.
Hold on. Hold on.
Judge, hi. Okay. Apparently.
Hold on.
Judge.
I know you're supposed to go to talk to the Paragon of Greatness and all these little GMs running around here, but there's something I got to say, and I've had it up to here with this little son of a bitch. And you know who I'm talking about. This guy has interfered
with my
matches.
What did you do now?
It's not Elvacant.
First of all, he did little. That's clearly not me.
Oh, okay.
This guy has interfered in my matches for 2 weeks now. He's knocked me out of the extra points tournament. He knocked me out of the men's tournament. He's knocked me out of getting a chance to headline Redversary. But now, and I'm getting sick and tired of this. Every time I turn around, I see this little mask face running around, his little hockey mask running around here. So that's why I'm proposing a match for the pay-per-view.
Okay. Well, first of all,
Margaritaville Mahler.
Oh, Mahler. Okay.
You know, Margaritaville Mahler, the guy that runs around here. I mean, he's showed up in my matches. He's interfered in my matches. He's cost me several matches this past couple of weeks. Margaritaville Mahler, there's something I got to tell you. You've been sticking your nose into my business too much. So at the pay-per-view, I'm going to do something that I don't usually do. I'm going to give you a match, and not just any match, in honor of Spicy McHaggis going into the Hall of Fame. I'm going to bring back the legendary scaffolding match.
Wait, you're challenging Mahler to a scaffold match.
That's right.
There's only been like two or three scaffold matches in the entire history of RAWF. Two of them were you and Spicy back in the day. So this is kind of, you're almost kind of honoring Spicy in this way. But at the same time, you got someone you want to deal with. Well, we'll see. If Mahler accepts the challenge, I'll sign the match. Okay, that was quick. He accepts. So, Judge, you get your match. Scaffold match it is at Radiversary. It will be Judgment
versus...
When
I break his back, it's going to be so fun.
All right. Judgment versus Margaritaville Mahler in a scaffold match. Signed, sealed, and delivered. Judge.
Yeah. There you go. Now I got it.
There you go. Are you happy now? You good?
Yeah, I'm happy now. I'm happy now.
Can we get back to a regularly scheduled program now?
Go ahead. I'm going back.
Very magnanimous
of
you.
I appreciate that.
Go ahead, Paragon. Get in there.
Is that what you appreciate?
See you in a few minutes.
All right. Well, that was unexpected, Elvacant. But, hey, I haven't heard Judge that fired up in quite a while, so, you know. All right, let's bring in now our Ultimate Gauntlet GM. He is...
Recognize that I am not alive. I survive. I'm the dance in the hour class of time. I'm the chalk line, outline. Everything is mine. From the red to the earth to the shadows far behind. I'm the stars in the sky and I shine so bright. I'm eternal. I'm the reason that the day turns night. I'm the water and the sun. I'm the bullet in your gun. I'm the finger on the trigger and I'm about to blast one. I ain't never give a shit on the bitches. Better recognize the damn motherfucker on the block. And I'm baptized in blood of the fallen. Keep it G. Go ahead, your family slam. Fuck around, beat it that hologram. Big dog way off the collar. Don't bother with the cake. Can't keep me like the way I need my face. Going 6 feet deep where the dead man sleeps. With the rat that creep in my flesh for weeks. And then the maggot still sleep by the open wounds.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the Paragon of Greatness. Good evening, Paragon.
Good evening, Amadeus, and the Snack Daddy is back, Jack, with the action-packed track to get your name on the plaque with the ultimate gauntlet. We have a whole lot going on this week. Last we left off, we had the true badass Billy Gunn ending the run of Marquis de Sade. With that first victory, he went on to a second match where he defeated Cougar. He went on to the third match where he loved to love him. He loved to kick him. He loved to shove him. He loved to stick him. He loved to flaunt him. He loved to watch him. He loved to pick him. And he got his kick by the Immortal Griffith. He was busted right out of that ultimate gauntlet. The Immortal Griffith starts off his run and goes up against Blake Bradley, who he defeats, moving on to a second victory. However, the Immortal Griffith's run would end at 2 at the hands of the unsettled Chris Cage, who is currently against Penelope Washington.
Wow. Wow. Okay. That,
you need a drink after that? Like, that was a lot of... rhyming.
It's the ultimate gauntlet. It's Radiversary. I'm hyped, El Vacant.
I see that. I'm not complaining. I'm just offering you a drink.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Did you just call yourself Snack Daddy?
He did. That was the best part, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, that was great. Add another name to his regimen, I guess. All right. Thank you, Paragon.
I am the Omega. I am the Snack Daddy. I like it.
I am the last of the fallen Snack Daddies. No, it doesn't. Anyways, all right. Moving along, let's bring in our Powerball GM, the chairman of RAWF. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the Razor. Good evening, Razor.
Good evening, L.A. Good evening, El Bacon.
Hola, senor.
All right. What you got for us tonight, Razor?
Okay. We are in the semifinals of the Powerball Contendership Tournament, and we have Blake Bradley taking on Hobo Ezekiel and Simply the Best taking on the Karate Bunny.
Hmm. Interesting. Those are four major players there battling it out for a shot at the Immortal Griffiths Powerball Championship there. That could get very interesting very quickly, Razor. What's your call on this? You got a prediction?
Well, I kind of like Hobo's chances, but at the same time, you can't hold Simply the Best down. It seems like he's always, always in the mix.
And he is, of course, a former Powerball champion. So, I mean, and I'm sure that is one title he would like to get back from the Immortal Griffith. So we might be seeing a rematch from a few months ago. We shall see. All right. Anything else to add, Razor?
No, that's it, sir.
All right. Short and sweet, as we like it. So now let's bring on our... high voltage and anything goes GM. She is here, the First Lady of Anarchy. Please welcome.
I'm the bad guy. Duh.
Ladies and gentlemen, she is the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, joining us tonight. Cougs, it's been a minute. How are you tonight?
I am wonderful. Hello, Vacant.
Oh, I see. You ignore me for weeks and you just come in. Hello, Vacant. Oh, yeah, actually, who am I kidding? Hey, how you doing?
I'm very busy.
I imagine
I'm
that's
very
true.
Busy.
And on top of that, she's got herself a new shiny over her shoulder there. The Superstars Championship.
Yes, she does. Good.
Congrats to that, Cougs. After beating Enigma last week in South Bend, you are the new Superstars Top Champion. But we'll get to that in a little bit. Let's see what do you have to report, if you would, please.
I have lots to report. We will be having both the Anything Goes and the High Voltage titles defended at Radiversary. As the Anything Goes final match will start shortly, and that is going to be between Nightcrawler and Chris Cage. They're going to face off to see who gets to face Hobo at Radiversary. And I couldn't think of a better match than a backyard brawl for them. That is wrestled at 200 health, no defense, no bots, and attack moves only.
Nice.
With that said, Hobo, please contact me to let me know what match you'd like to defend your title at Radiversary 2.
All right. Thank you. And that was your Anything Goes. What's about High Voltage?
High Voltage is, of course, Anarchy Heavy. We have Hotshot Chaz, Nightcrawler, and Beast all representing the family in the season. We have an anarchist holding the title in Chris Cage. Also joining the season is Simply the Best and Paragon from last season, and Strangleheart Kayla and AF James all won tournaments to join this season. Those matches have started. Please remember, guys, that the most interesting and entertaining match, both competitors do get an extra 10 points, and that can be the difference between winning or just getting to come back next season.
All right. Anything else, Cougs?
That's it for now.
All right. Stick around. I want to talk about the championship you've got over your shoulder right now here in just a little while, but congratulations. We'll talk to you in just a few minutes. All right. Those are our GM reports for the evening. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Wait. Here it is. I got one more. Just came in from Unstoppabot. Tags report. The top five tag teams after four of six rounds are in first place. The Godslayers, the tag team champions, the Immortal Griffith and Maeve O'Hare. In second place, Washington Lightning, Penelope Washington and Lightning Leanne. In third place, Adrenaline, Strangleheart and Hammerhead's a Knockout. In fourth place, Deez and Mithras. And in fifth place, the Cage Shakers, the Uncivil Chris Cage and Papa Shaker. The final round has been posted, and good luck to all teams. Thank you, Unstoppabot, for that tag team report. All right. Wow. Getting hot and heavy over there in the tag division. The champions right now with the advantage. We'll see who finishes that one off. All right. I got everything. All right. So, Radiversary, El Vacant, it is just 2 weeks away. 2 weeks away, and the Hall of Fame inductions, of course, will start 2 weeks from tonight. Going into this year's RAWF Hall of Fame are the following. The late, great, Spicy Mick Haggis, the legend himself, will be going into the RAWF Hall of Fame as well as the longest reigning tag team champions in RAWF history, Swords and Scimitars, will be inducted. Follow that up with the Enigma himself. I call him an Enigma, not Extreme Enigma, but he is definitely something like an Enigma. The Crow, Mark Caliber, will go into the RAWF Hall of Fame. As well as... There, we've got a lot of enigmas in RAWF, yes, absolutely. But the greatest male voice in all of Unstoppable will be inducted into the RAWF Hall of Fame. He is the Great Red Dragon. And then last, and certainly not least, simply the best will be joining the RAWF Hall of Fame. Much, much decorated is simply the best. And
he's not an enigma. He tells you exactly who he is. It's right in his name.
Yeah, there's no secrets with simply the best. I mean, his name says it all. His name tells you exactly what he thinks of himself. So, yeah, simply the best. The Great Red Dragon, Spicy McHaggis, Swords and Scimitars, and Mark Caliber will all be joining the RAWF Hall of Fame in 2 weeks' time. But some big matches will be taking place as well at Radiversary, El Vacant. Let's start with the big one, the main event for the World Heavyweight Championship. It is Deez taking on the Immortal Griffith. The Immortal Griffith going for his 9th World Heavyweight Championship here in RAWF. You think about it. RAWF has been open 10 years now, and the Immortal Griffith won the world title 9 times, almost averaging once a year. And there were a couple times, there was at least one time where he held it for over a year. So Griff certainly no stranger to world heavyweight title matches when it comes to this.
Well, keep in mind, he wasn't even here for the first year of RAWF. I mean, I know he likes to say that, you know, we named a pay-per-view after him to get him to come join, but like he's only been here for 9 years.
Yeah, so he's averaging winning that title at least once a year in his RAWF career, and when you put it that way, so yeah, and you know it has been it's been over a year since he's held that title, but Deez, of course, now he's been pretty impressive thus far as world heavyweight champion. Certainly, you have to admit that he beat Nightcrawler back in the end of 2022, he defeated Penelope Washington and the Paragon of Greatness. He's on quite the roll with that World Heavyweight Championship. But now he's looking in the face of the 9-time, the most decorated champion in RAWF history. When we have Mr. RAWF pay-per-view versus the most decorated champion in RAWF history collide, who walks away with the gold, El Vacant?
You had to ask me that, right? You got to put me on the spot.
I mean, it's what I do.
It is, often. But, you know, I notice you never opine first. Who do you think is going to walk away with the gold?
You know, I can't, I mean...
Give me your pros and cons list.
A pros and cons list?
Yes, for each one. Each person, what are the tools that were going to help them win? What are the tools that are going to maybe make them lose?
Look, Deez has had a very long, very great, awesome career in RAWF. He was already a Hall of Famer before he ever won the world title. He's held multiple championships. He's done it. And before he won the world title, he'd practically done it all. Now he technically has. But I've never seen Deez as good and considering he was already a Hall of Famer, I haven't seen Deez as good as he is right now. He is possibly the best he's been in his entire RAWF career. Right now, he is the man. He is the standard. However, the Immortal Griffith, when you look at it as a whole, he can claim that he is the standard of RAWF throughout the 10 years.
All the time.
And does, absolutely. So, however, Griff can be beaten in a world title match. It has happened many times, and
well,
I don't mean
you know.
I don't.
If he couldn't be, he'd be a one-time world champion, wouldn't he?
Well, I'm not even talking about title defenses. I'm talking about title challenges.
No, that's true.
He has not won every world title match that he's gone into as the challenger. There have
Absolutely.
Been several he's had several opportunities where he did not win the world title. So that's not a given. That being said, I think Deez right now wants to make the biggest statement of his reign, and he's going to do that at Radiversary. I predict Deez will remain World Heavyweight Champion.
Mm-hmm. Bold prediction, Cotton. Let's see how that works out.
All right. So that is that's where I'm going with it. So you want me to do the predictions tonight? Is that what we're doing?
No. I just wanted you to go first for once, because you always make me go first.
All right.
So here's what I say. So first of all, I can't argue with anything you said, right? All absolutely true. I don't necessarily agree with your final analysis, and here's why. So, yes, I think Deez is going to be going in trying to prove something, and I don't think that Griffith is. He doesn't seem like the kind of guy who really has much to prove anymore, right? Like, that doesn't seem to be what motivates him. But what you're overlooking is there is a thing that does motivate the so-called franchise guy, right? And it's highlight moments, right? He likes records. He likes things that can only happen once. So as I said on the track here, to get to this point, I said, you know, this is a guy who's obviously going to be motivated by being in the main event of the anniversary show, the 10th anniversary show. And I think he's just as motivated to win that title at that show. And I think it's that combination that is going to put him in a mindset that he only gets into when, you know, he's motivated, right? And I don't think that bodes well for Deez. I've seen, you know, these guys have crossed paths a lot over the years. Very rarely in title matches, to be fair. But I would say, you know, the win-loss ratio does lean kind of heavily in Griffith's favor. But I will say that if you just look at the last year, right, you know, where, you know, it's been, what, 180 days, I believe, is where we're at for Deez, having gotten sober and really concentrating on his career. In that time frame, if we just look at that time frame, the matches that they've had against each other are pretty even, right? Like, it's pretty close. I'd have to go double-check tapes, but my quick, dirty math is it's pretty close. It's like 50-50. I don't know that if I'm Deez, I like that odds. I think I'd rather have a better, you know, better win-loss ratio walking into this match. So, I don't know. I think it's going to be a great match. I think it's going to be very hard fought, but I think at the end of the day, I think I got to go with the franchise on this one, because, you know, he then calls himself the franchise. Like, how do I go against that?
All right, so it's going to be a hell of a match. Either way, it should be one hell of a match when Deez and Griff square off in the main event at Radiversary for the World Heavyweight Championship. STB defends the Platinum Dragon Championship against AF James. Both of them have been looking strong as of late as well, particularly AF James. He would love to be a first-time Platinum Dragon Champion. But STB, of course, will be inducted into the RAWF Hall of Fame. I think he has some motivation there. He wouldn't want to lose that title on the same week he goes into the Hall of Fame. It'd kind of be it certainly wouldn't demote him as a legend here in RAWF, but it certainly would. I think it would be a mood killer of sorts. What do you think, Elvacan?
I think you're right. I think it would be a mood killer. No, I gotta agree with you on this one. Yeah, I think you're right. I think you have this one pretty much down pat.
Yeah, I think STB will continue to be Platinum Dragon Champion, although AF James is going to give him a hell of a fight.
I think all of the cards on this show are pretty dead on, right? But
This is going to be a hell of a night.
Yeah, I will say this is definitely going to be a match to watch. I think AF James, win or lose, has a lot that he, even if he loses his match, there's a lot he can do with his career, right? If he goes in there and has, you know, a five-star match against STB at this show, at the anniversary, like, he's signed his own golden ticket, right? Like, the sky's the limit for him going forward, even if he doesn't win. And if he does win, if he actually wins, like, I mean, that's how careers are made in this company.
Indeed, absolutely correct. And that one is going to be another hellacious match. Another hellacious match. National championship will be on the line. The Karate Bunny defends against a Diesel Warrior. DW, of course, always in line. It seems like she's always up here, gets into the big matches. She's had an interesting record as far as a challenger, being a challenger for these titles. She's never been national right now. He's over like Rover right now. And I think the momentum may be too much for DW here. What do you think?
I agree. I think the momentum is going to be too much for DW. And I don't want to be mean. I feel like I kind of constantly pick against her, but I got to say her pay-per-view record is not anywhere near as good as her superstars record.
Yeah. Agreed.
She needs to hit that spotlight and choke a little.
Just a little bit. I think the bunny, I think right now the momentum is all with Karate Bunny. He's, like I said, over, and I think he's going to get even better as time goes on.
Now, I will say this, just to be fair, I just read the rankings, and there was a very large gap between where they both sit in current rankings, and she was way ahead of him.
I mean, but does that really play into a one-on-one matchup for a big title? I mean,
I mean, yes and no. Momentum is a thing. But as I said, she often does really well on the weekly shows and then kind of falls apart in the pay-per-view. So,
yeah, we shall see. Karate Bunny versus DW, national title on the line. This one, I'm sure you'll be keeping an eye on. As we know, as we mentioned earlier, Wildfire is the new biatch of the month. Thus, she is the challenger to Maeve O'Hare's Estrogen Championship at Radiversary. Two fiery redheads, and I know you love matches like that, as do I.
Redhead on redhead violence.
Redhead on redhead violence will be going on for the Estrogen Championship. Maeve O'Hare versus Wildfire. Your thoughts?
I got to go with Maeve. I think she's proven that she's going to hold this belt for a while, and I think she intends to hold it for as long as possible. No offense to Wildfire. She's an incredible combatant. I think Maeve's going into this with the edge.
I have to agree. As tough as Wildy is, I think Maeve is out to prove a point. I think she wants to hold on to this title as long as possible, and we know what she did with that Midnight Hobo Championship. And I think she's treating this belt just like she did that hobo title. And, of course, she has now been Estrogen Champion since Jingo Hell Rock, meaning all of 2023 thus far. I gotta call it like I see it. Maeve right now is probably not going to lose that title anytime soon. But I wouldn't be shocked if Wildfire defeated Maeve, but I can't see it happening at this point. Nightcrawler to defend the Midnight Hobo Championship against his fellow Anarchy member, a man who is, I won't call him desperate because he's not desperate, but he is definitely pining for some major RAWF gold here, El Vacant. But he's got to get past Nightcrawler to get that title. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, how's that gone for him so far?
I mean, thus far, not so well. I mean, and yeah. The record speaks for itself, obviously.
Now, that being said, I sometimes you just got to make the asshole comment, right? But, that being said, look, I've been pulling for him for quite some time, and I'm still pulling for him now. I think he's going to do it.
I am positive. I don't know. You know, this match happened a year ago. I definitely say Chaz is going to win. But NC in the last, well, you look at NC's last year. He's been world champion. He's been, you know, he's been in the mix for other titles. He's been Midnight Hobo, White Lightning. He's had probably the best year of his REWF career over the last year, and he's still on that, still in that zone. If I was a betting man, I'd have to put my money on NC, but I am pulling for Chaz. I do hope Chaz wins the Midnight Hobo Championship at Radiversary. That's how I'm looking at it. All right, FUBAR City Championship, the Paragon of Greatness going up against Luke Cage. FUBAR City title in FUBAR City. And, you know, two or three months ago, I would have been going Luke Cage in this one, hands down. But Paragon's proven he can be a FUBAR City fighter, something I didn't expect. And let's look at the people. He beat AF James for the title. He's defended it against Strangleheart. But Luke, I think, is a different animal altogether when you would compare him to AF James and Strangleheart, who, by their nature, may not be the best hardcore fighters. Luke, however, is a different animal.
I mean, yes.
Paragon is going to have to do things that Paragon's never done before to beat Luke Cage.
Probably true. But here's the thing. We've been saying for months, oh, this isn't his kind of match. He can't do it. He's gonna lose the match because, like, this isn't how he fights. How many times has he got to prove us wrong before we go, oh, well, shit, maybe it is. I can tell you the answer for that is twice for me, because I'm at, shit, maybe it is. I'm going with Paragon. I think he's going to maintain, especially because he's on fire right now.
I mean, this
not,
is true.
Not literally, although it's a FUBAR match, so it could become literally, but...
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you got a point there. Paragon is certainly peaking at the moment, if you will. But, let me put it to you this way. If he beats Luke at Radiversary, I will sing his praises for Dave. No doubt about it. Triple Crown Championship, the Immortal Griffith defends against Killer Neptune and Blake Effin Bradley. Now, Griff, of course... this will be one of several matches he's in, including the main event. Killer Neptune, Blake, neither one of them are snowflakes. They aren't gonna wilt in the presence of the Immortal Griffith. So certainly one of them has an opportunity to win this Triple Crown title. Who do you think is gonna walk away Triple Crown champion at Radiversary?
I think this is the strongest competition he's had so far, hands down. I think this is going to be the toughest match that he's had to hold that belt. That being said, I think he's going to retain. I think he's going to walk in and take every single match as seriously as he can because it's the 10th anniversary Radiversary.
Now, see, I don't... You know, if it was, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say Blake Bradley. I think Blake right now is, you know, also over. I think especially after that match at Immortal, despite the loss, it was still one of the greatest matches in RAWF history. I think he may be able to take that momentum. And I think Killa would be a nice distraction for the Immortal Griffith. I don't know. I'm not pulling for Blake Bradley. I'm predicting Blake Bradley in this.
So, but here's my point I'm going to make to you on that. Like, I get why. I understand why. I see the path you're on. But I'm going to put a road sign next to that path and see if it makes you take the other arc. Griffith has made a habit of being the spoiler for the things Blake has been doing all year. All year. Took him took him out of a world title shot, took him out of actually tournament after tournament. Like he has been playing spoiler at Blake since the beginning of the year.
I mean, you're not wrong. You're not wrong, but I think that's motivation for Blake. I think Blake knows he needs to get over the immortal hump, if you will, to get
in. Not
get any,
that.
Huh?
Oh, God. The image, I'm going to need to burn that image out of my eyes.
I don't know what you're talking about, but okay. But I say Blake Bradley wins the Triple Crown Championship. That would be my official prediction on this. Karate Bunny defends the multimedia title against Undertaker. I have a feeling I know where you're going with this one.
Anyone but the fake guy.
Yeah, I'm there. I'm with you. I can't disagree. I think Karate Bunny walks away still multimedia champion. All right, the only other title match that's set in stone, the Conk defending the Hatfield-McCoy Championship against the surprising challenger, someone we don't talk about because he doesn't actually participate in active rankings. He does join events such as the Hatfield-McCoy. Thus, Psychotic Rage will challenge Conk for the Hatfield-McCoy Championship at Radiversary. What's
really?
That?
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, my money's on Conk, but that's kind of a dark horse right there, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Think about this. He doesn't have any, and because he doesn't have anything to, you know, doesn't have any matches to focus on, he's got just one thing he's got to worry about, and that's Conk. And I think I don't know. I don't know a lot about Psychotic Rage other than,
And that's another thing. Like, anyone else, Conk could go in like any other of the wrestlers and watch tape on the guy, you know, for all the matches he's been having. But like you said, Rage doesn't participate in the normal rankings. So we don't have that footage to study.
No. But and it is not illegal. It is legal for someone to do that. They don't want to join up in rankings. It is certainly legal, just in case anybody was like thinking that was low or underhanded. No, it's not. It is legal to do so. So, Psychotic Rage to take on Conk for the Hatfield-McCoy Championship. And like you, I don't have enough information on P-Rage to make a solid prediction here. Hopefully, Conk has some information on P-Rage that we don't know about if he wants to retain that Hatfield-McCoy Championship at Radiversary. All right. And as announced earlier in this program, rather rudely, but still announced, the scaffold match between Judge and the Margaritaville Mauler. This is going to be Judge's match. This is Judge knows the scaffold like anybody else here in RAWF, better than anybody else here in RAWF. Mauler could be in for a long night. What are your thoughts, Elvagan?
Look, everyone's involved. Everyone involved is in for a long night. Scaffolding matches are no joke. Let me just collectively say ow for everyone and get it out of the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Those two are going – somebody could get seriously hurt in that scaffold match. It wouldn't
There's
be the first time.
There's a reason we do not do these matches very often.
Right, but Judge insists, and, considering it's the 10-year anniversary – of RAWF, and one of the first matches Judge ever had here in RAWF was a scaffold match against Spicy McAngus. I think it's only fitting that Judge takes to the scaffold one more time here.
You know the worst part about it, or the weirdest part about it for me is,
what's that?
I'm only aware of one actual fear, like phobia, that judgment has. And do you know what it is?
Gwen Stefani?
No, that's just a serious dislike. It's different. No, he's afraid of heights.
He is?
He is. He's said it before. He's commented before. But somehow he keeps putting himself in these matches where he's going to fight up there. And I've actually always wondered that. I think one of the reasons he's so good at scaffolding matches is because he's so afraid to fall. He's like, hell no. I'm not going.
Well, we find out at Rediversary whether that comes into play or not when he takes on Margaritaville Mahler in a scaffold match. And then the final match we have signed, I haven't actually heard more talk about it, but I believe it's called a Bunny on a Pole match between Extreme Enigma and Karate Bunny.
I don't want to think about too hard.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly how this is going to work. I haven't been informed on exactly what this match entails, but get that what I did? Entails, bunny tail.
I saw what you did.
This is what I did. I just wondered. All right. But Extreme Enigma and Karate Bunny will go at it in a Bunny on a Pole match at Rediversary. All right. Tomorrow's Superstars, ladies and gentlemen, comes to you live from the Heritage Bank Arena in Cincinnati, Ohio. Here, the Superstars champion, the Cougar, the new Superstars champion. She starts her title reign by defending against Fire Chief Bill will be her opponent.
Oh, that ought to be a good match. The fiery redhead against the fireman. There we go.
Yes, exactly. And on that note, let's bring back the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar. Cougs, are you still with us?
Yeah.
So we just congratulations again, Superstars Championship, a title you can now add to your resume. You'd never held that title before. And, you know, which is kind of amazing when you think about it, the long RAWF career you've had, and that's the first time you've held that title. But you do have it, and now you have to turn around and defend it against Fire Chief Bill tomorrow in Cincinnati. And we've had a run now of Superstars Champions only lasting 1 or 2 weeks. You think you can hold? How long do you think you can hold on to the Superstars title?
Well, considering you gave me a guy that likes to put fires out and I like to be fiery, that's going to be kind of difficult. But I think I might be able to sneak past him.
Okay. You think you can get past Fire?
You understand.
Good old Fire. You can sneak past Fire Chief Bill? I don't know. He's kind of big. Just saying. But, yeah. Okay. I mean, quite possibly. Say what?
I'm smaller than he is. Yeah, I'm smaller than he is, so I can, you know, sneak past him and retain. Yeah. That's what I'll do. I'll be sneaky.
All right. All right. You think you can outsmart him?
I can out-slippery him.
All right. So the plan is to be sneaky.
Sneaky
and slippery is what the Cougar plans tomorrow on Superstars in defense of her Superstars championship.
Brass knuckles here or there.
All right. Well, anything? I'm surprised Bill's not around tonight because I was hoping he would be. We'd be able to talk to him about his opportunity tomorrow. But anything to say to Fire Chief Bill?
Go get drunk. Have a really rough night. If you want to be late, that's fine with me. You can completely miss the match. Yeah. I do have a difficult time with Bill. I've known Bill a long time, and we started out in the indies together, and I've known Bill a long time, so it's very difficult for me to overcome him. That's why I'm going to have to be sneaky.
All right. Well, it's probably a good plan, and because Bill right now is – I almost said it. Yeah, he's not really on fire.
That's right. He's on fire.
He's on fire. He's on fire, Chief. No, but at any rate, he's been doing pretty good as of late. So yeah, you may have to pull out all the stops tomorrow to successfully defend that Superstars Championship. But congratulations again on adding it to your resume. Was it on your to-do list?
Actually, it wasn't. I for some reason overlooked it. So it was a pleasant surprise when I actually beat Enigma, because I believe he beat Chaz the week before.
Yes. Yes, he did.
So I was a bit surprised when I actually beat him. I was very cautious when I went into that match.
Hmm.
I played very close to the vest with that one. And
all right.
When I smelled the blood, then I decided to have dinner.
As you are wont to do. But congratulations, a new title for your trophy case there, Cougs. And anything else you want to discuss? Because I know you may have to go soon.
Chaz and NC. I think that's going to be an interesting match there. As much as I want to say NC is going to win, my gut's telling me it's going to be Chaz.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, Chaz has been on the cusp of winning major titles throughout his career. As of late, though, when he gets to that title match, it's always against one of his fellow Anarchy members. And if he were to lose the NC, we already know he can get frustrated. How you think that will cause any friction in Anarchy, or do you think you guys can continue to support him and continue to motivate him? Despite the fact he keeps running into Chris Cage or Nightcrawler or Beast and not being successful.
We will always support him. Whether he's going to take that support and utilize it and learn what we're trying to teach him is up to him. We keep trying to tell him to stay to let his emotions go to the back burner. And he's not. And that's where his problem's coming in, I believe. He's overthinking those matches, especially when it's against another anarchist. And we keep telling him, you need to stop. You need to go in like you do on any other match. And you'll win. Don't overthink.
Well, hopefully he takes that advice to heart and doesn't overthink things at Radiversary if he wants to win that Midnight Hobo Championship from Nightcrawler. But, yeah, it's always interesting. And we've had several Anarchy versus Anarchy matchups over the last few months. You guys keep running into each other. But when you two, I mean, to be fair, though, Anarchy is probably stronger than I've ever seen it in its entire history. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I wouldn't say that we're necessarily stronger. We're definitely a little more active. We definitely have some young blood. I kind of wish some of our older blood was here to help mentor. Prefer the golf courses now.
Yeah, yeah.
I miss the Snafus and the Gertrudes, the Icons.
I can't say as I miss Icon, but anyway.
Hey, I am very fluent in Scottish drunkenese.
I am not. And just to, Oh, don't even get me started. But all right. With that being said, Coos, good luck to you tomorrow against Fire Chief Bill in the main event of Superstars here in Cincinnati. Good luck, Coos. Any questions for Coos over again?
I mean, I think you covered it, but I mean, I have questions, but they're not appropriate.
Hey, now. All right. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick song break, and when we return, we'll be talking to the Paragon of Greatness. Maeve O'Hare's here. I believe Aaron McFadden is lurking about. And anybody else who wants to call in, you see the number up at the top of the page there. It is 646-478-0073. And we will be back in just a few moments. This is RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. Let's see here. Good song. Ah. But since it is the 10-year anniversary, Elvake, and I think we'd be remiss if we didn't play one of our favorite songs from an RAWF Hall of Famer who's no longer around, but yet that song just sticks with you.
Yes, bitch. Ooh, this my song. Ugh. I'm about to do it for the Yeti, bitch.
For the Yeti. Oh, God. For the Yeti. Oh, God. She gon' buzz it for the Yeti. Oh, God. She gon' buzz it for the Yeti. Nah, do it for the Yeti. 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 She about to buzz it for the Yeti. She about to buzz it for the Yeti.
It's time.
She about to buzz it for the Yeti.
It's time.
Do it for the Yeti. Do it for the Yeti.
Oh God.
Do it for the Yeti. Do it for the Yeti.
Oh God.
Do it for the Yeti. Do it for the Yeti.
Oh yeah.
Do it for the Yeti. Do it for the Yeti.
My God.
Yeti. She gon' buzz it for the Yeti.
Okay, nipple rings, I don't think they ready, getting ready with the passion. No, ain't no relaxing, I'm asking. Baby, don't crab like Sebastian, I'm lacking. That ass in the class that she passing. That ass in my class and my ass never asked.
I'm never
macking, it's in my dog fresh, make it happen.
Make it happen.
At a bed, lose the panties, she trashin'. Only Yeti with Charlie and Beamer. She wanna ride the wind, I just look at her demeanor. Damn, who the fuck is that? She a teaser. Do she live in the city, nigga? I ain't never seen her.
I ain't never seen
yeah, I like it when they bust it wide open.
For real.
But I love it when I'm deep inside stroking. I'm scrolling, trying to find where the hoes at. You might see him on the Yeti, nigga. I'm a
When the beat drop, are you ready?
Are you ready?
Now they throwing dollars like a fetty. Oh my God.
Try
to get the party live. Stick a tongue, God, did you roll her eyes? Try to get the trending, if she
do it right.
She a celebrity in the city,
right?
Pit booty girl, you can talk that flow.
What's
it for the Yeti? 300 like flow. Anonymous cannabis with the trust of the road. Post smash on the Yeti, but the boy don't know. Do it for the Yeti, do it for the Yeti.
Oh God.
Do it for the Yeti, do it for the Yeti.
Oh God.
Do it for the Yeti, do it for the Yeti.
Oh yeah.
It's your boy Blaze McCoy, the lunatic kick from the sticks, the Steel City Sultan, your dungeon master, creator, commentator, promoter, MC, DJ, ring announcer, play-by-play, all that good stuff. and you're tuned into the Blaze Radio Network as part of the Digital Wrestling Syndicate here on YouTube, where we're showcasing your original created characters with custom shows, titles, arenas, and music. Our digital wrestling shows feature you in action in the ring, putting unity back in the community and repping many other channels with unique events like the Combat Kingdom Stable Wars, Game Night with interactive chat, games, and prizes. To get Blaze Talk Show with special guests, show reviews, recaps, and live interviews. Digital collector cards, free roster pages on our Wix website where you can find everything you need to know about LTD. And check out the Tee Public store for your LTD merchandise. Promotional consideration paid for by the following. Blaze Brews Eliminator Beer. Don't get eliminated, get obliterated. Drink Eliminator Beer. And sit back, relax, let the AI take you for a ride. But always remember this. We're all leaning towards death. Some are just a little bit closer. Peace and positive vibes to all you, and stay tuned to Blaze Radio, hook, line, and sinker. This is your boy, Blaze McCoy, saying, see ya in my dreams.
Dan Levitan, first of all, what kind of name is that? Are you slightly stupid, Dan? I think so, if you were to make me an idiot sandwich. Who's the idiot sandwich now, big boy? Hobo Ezekiel likes food. He makes me laugh. What do, you prick? Why don't you come to my kitchen and I'll make you a knuckle sandwich? Nobody wants to hear you. What we want is to see some fucking wrestling, Dan. Dillinger is the smart one, cupcake. If listening to you was like preparing lamb sauce, guess what would be getting fucked up?
Lamb sauce!
Fuck off, you useless sack of fucking Yankee stanky doodle shite.
Okay. I believe that was Gordon Ramsay going on a tangent on Dan Levitan for some reason. I don't know. It was a commercial that I was supposed to play. And all right, yeah, Dan Levitan seems to have pissed Gordon Ramsay off somehow. I don't know how that happened, but okay.
I mean, he stepped in a kitchen. That's usually all it takes.
Yeah, pretty much. You have a point there. All right, so we're back now, ladies and gentlemen. This is REWF After Hours on the REWF Radio Network, which turned back to the Paragon of Greatness. Paragon, are you here?
Yo.
Yo, sir. So at Rataversary, you going one-on-one with Luke Cage for that FUBAR City Championship. What are your thoughts on that epic matchup 2 weeks from now, defending the FUBAR City Championship in the city known as FUBAR City?
You know, I've been giving this a lot of thought, and I actually think that Luke Cage is one of the best opponents that I could have had for this particular event. Rataversary is all about the history of RAWF, especially on our 10th anniversary. And I'm looking back over my long history here in RAWF, and mostly it's a lot of really bright spots, a lot of memorable moments, a lot of highlights. But I look back and I know that a lot of people had a lot of things to say about the time that I had when I was working with Luke Cage. And a lot of it was a lot less complimentary than a lot of the other times that I've had things done here in RAWF. And that made me think, how often do you get a second chance at history? And I know that Luke Cage is thinking of the exact same kind of thing, because Luke Cage knows the weight of this match. He knows how important it is. And if there's one person that can handle a lot of weight, it's Luke Cage. I mean, have you seen that guy in the gym? Jesus. And I'm telling you, both of us understand that this is an opportunity to leave people a brand new impression, rewrite the story of the feud between Luke Cage and Paragon of Greatness on the 10th anniversary of RAWF in FUBAR City, in a FUBAR City street fight. It is a perfect storm of location and opportunity. And I mean, speaking of perfect storms, also sometimes random computer noises come in while you're talking. That is awesome, because you always have to embrace and roll with the changes, and that's what I'm talking about. That's the kind of thing that RAWF happens. Maybe you didn't expect a Luke Cage Paragon of Greatness match to happen again anytime soon. Maybe you didn't expect that kind of match to be a featured opportunity in FUBAR City But when opportunity comes, when something rolls along, you've just got to adapt. You got to deal with it on the fly. You've got to be able to understand and look forward on what you're doing to maximize the opportunity that you're given. And I think that that's something that Luke Cage is going to be able to do in spades. The question is, am I going to be able to match what kind of intensity that he's going to bring? And I think that El Vacant covered it the best earlier when he said, people are done doubting Paragon of Greatness. When I come to our Rataversary, I'm absolutely going to bring it. Like, I know that Luke Cage is going to bring it. It's going to be a FUBAR City match to remember.
I certainly hope so, because, you know, that's what I – it's always my favorite match because it's in FUBAR City. We are in Cleveland, FUBAR City, my hometown. I love a good FUBAR City street fight. I love to watch one, and when you see get it in Cleveland – so POG, I got no doubt that you and Luke are going to put on a show. However, and as you said, I mean, he is definitely motivated. He wants to make history here. Compare him to AF James and Strangler, your two previous opponents. This is definitely a different animal. Would you agree?
100%, because the thing about FUBAR City is sometimes it's just about who can beat the hell out of the other guy more. A lot of times you're not going to be able to use your mind to escape a situation. A lot of times you're not going to be able to use your ability. Sometimes it just goes down to who hits the other person the hardest and with what. You know, I had an opponent like AF James. I think that was a thinking man's FUBAR City match. It was two strategists going into a match trying to figure out the optimal way to use our environment. I go into a match with Strangleheart. It's somebody who is a tactical fighter, a technician like myself, somebody who is going to find maybe not the most intelligent way to use an item, but the most efficient way to use an item. And now we've got Luke Cage, somebody who's going to pick up a street sign right out of the concrete and swing it at my head. This kind of guy, this is power on power. It's going to be a completely different match than the other two, because there's going to be a lot more destruction.
Indeed. I'm looking very, very much forward to it. And Paragon, I know that you love every Rataversary. You love the Hall of Fame. You love, you know, but this one's going to be a little bit more special, the 10th anniversary. And I want to say you've been in the company at least 8 years. Does that sound accurate, or am I?
Yeah, somewhere around that much. Yeah.
Yeah. So, talk to me about what's your favorite, one of your favorite moments. I realize you have a lot of them, but what is one of your favorite moments in the 10 years of RAWF?
I'd like to say that my favorite moments in RAWF are the beginning of November, because there's something that comes around every October that just scares the dookie right out of me, and that thing is gone come November. But, considering that my whole thing is that I like to tell these really long-form stories, the thing that has always moved me and motivated me most about RAWF, the thing that I love, is the characters. The amount of personalities, the countless empty bottles of Excedrin, because you've had to deal with this carnival and constant parade of all of these wacky and goofy characters. It's something that keeps you glued to your screen. It's something that I love. The personalities that make up RAWF. Every single one of these characters are unique unto themselves and have these lores and backstories and interesting histories that, when they combine with each other, you never quite know what kind of experiment you're going to get. Maybe you're going to design the next great mixture, and maybe you're going to find something that explodes. You never know.
All right. Well, Paragon, with that in mind, 2 weeks away from the 10th anniversary and 2 weeks away from your defense against Luke Cage, I wish you best luck. Any final thoughts?
I said that a moment ago about how this is going to be power matching power. I know that I'm not as strong as Luke Cage, but strength isn't always your muscle. Sometimes it's just your strength of will. And I know that going into this match, Luke Cage, you're going to have to kill the Paragon of Greatness to get that FUBAR City Championship. And as it turns out, I kind of have a problem with dying. You see, I don't really do that. So good luck, buddy.
All right. That is the Paragon of Greatness, ladies and gentlemen, defending the FUBAR City Championship at Rataversary against the power player, Luke Cage. It's going to be a good match all weekend, I think. All of these matches are going to be close. We talked about them earlier, but that one in particular is one I'm very much looking forward to. What about you?
Oh, yeah, I think it's going to be a great match. When the Snack Daddy says he's going to bring the pain train to town, the pain train's coming to town.
The Snack Daddy. Anyways. All right, so next up, ladies and gentlemen, haven't heard from him for a couple weeks, but it's about to get cold in here. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
It has to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now? Grab the bull by the horns, the old adage goes, nobody tells you where to go from there.
Ladies and gentlemen, ice cold Aaron McFadden now joining us here on After Hours. Good evening, Aaron.
Good evening, Lord Amadeus. Good evening, El Vacant.
Why?
All right, so Aaron, you've been having an interesting time as of late. First of all, did you get your trading card?
Yes, I saw that.
Good. Just making sure, because I was. That one was a good one, I thought. One of my favorites, actually. So I'm glad you got that. So what's on your mind? Because I know you a little bit, and I think if I know you, you want a match at Rataversary of some sort against somebody. That's going to be interesting. You do have some interesting ideas. So I'm going to assume you've got some sort of idea for a Rataversary for yourself.
Actually, this is like one of the few times where I'm just going to sit back and watch the other matches, and because it's a great card from bottom to top.
Okay. That's surprising. Not like you to do something like that, but okay. So, in other words, you're going to have a match at Rataversary no matter what. So, certainly you have. Is there anybody you have in mind possibly as an opponent, even if it's just in a regular rankings match? If not, I could recommend somebody.
Interesting. Maybe consider that. And I was listening to my song, and then what I was going to say, I was going to have an idea, and now I do. But I'm going to hold off on that till later in the week.
What's that?
The idea that I popped in my mind was in my con song.
So you have an idea for a match. Well, I have an idea for an opponent. If you're interested in hearing that.
Let's see who you're talking about.
Well, I believe he's on air right or coming on air right now. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
How well everybody's heard about the bird. The bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. The bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird, bird, bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird, bird.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Albatross Unlimited. Albatross, good evening, sir.
What's going on?
So I am proposing a match between Albatross Unlimited and Ice Cold Aaron McFadden at Radiversary. What the two of you think?
Well, after the match I had with Brick Bradley, I don't know.
You're a little down on yourself about that, Albatross? I mean,
well, I think I might have stepped in some deep shit in that match.
Well, we kind of warned you about that last week.
We kind of warned you about that,
but you know, I give you credit for calling out Blake. Certainly do. But, you know,
I think I stepped a little too deep in the shit and the lines did on that one.
Well, maybe you did. But at the same time, you know, you got to get back up on the...
I had some bird droppies in that match, you know.
Yeah, you did. You did. But here's what I say. You got to get back on the horse and keep going after these people in RAWF. And I think Aaron McFadden is the perfect opponent for you to Radiversary. Aaron, what about you? What do you think about fighting Albatross Unlimited at Radiversary?
Well, some of these newcomers, I have to say, getting credit for taking the boat, trying to make a name for themselves. But as I listening to my theme song, I wanted to get to sit back and take it, just have a regular little match. But now that's changed to I'm not sure if this is another or it'll be a first, but how about a bull rope match?
Ooh, a bull rope match. A bull rope match, Albatross. He wants a bull rope match against you at Radiversary. It would be a coup for you to fight in a high-profile match like that at Radiversary. Get your name up there, and a win him would really be good. So what do you think, Albatross? You think you could take on Aaron McFadden in a bull rope match?
I don't know. Ain't a match I was really thinking of, but on the rope match, on the rope part, I had an idea, but, you know.
All right. So you have an idea. He wants a bull rope match. You have possibly another idea. What would that be?
How about if I lose, about a bird on a rope match?
A bird on a rope match? What exactly is that?
I don't know. It's not a good.
I tell you what. I give you some time to think about it.
We got a couple weeks, so.
Yeah, I'll give you a week to think about it. All right. Sound good, Aaron? Give him a week to think about it and see what he says.
Sure.
All right. Well, then I won't make it an official match yet, but I think the two of you would be.
You know what? What the hell? Go ahead. Why not?
All right, there you go. So a bull rope match then, Aaron. And you're getting your bull rope match. You got Albatross Unlimited. I think that's a great matchup and one fitting of Radiversary, the 10-year anniversary of RAWF. And see, everybody happy? You good with that, Aaron?
Yep.
All right. There you go. El Vacant, what do you think? Bull rope match, Albatross Unlimited, or Aaron McFadden? Who's your pick here?
I mean, I think Strangleheart might have something to say about a bull rope match that's not involving him. But other than that, sure. Pick? I know Albatross here. I'm going to, like, I feel like, you know, the amount of energy both of them brought to this, I think I got to go with Aaron because, you know, Albatross seems to be like, yeah, sure, whatever. Like, he doesn't seem fired up about it. So maybe as time gets closer, that'll change. But for right now, I'm going with Aaron.
All right. Well, I mean, you're right. Albatross does seem a little down after his loss. I mean, yeah, you're going to have to get up. You're going to have to get up when you fall, Albatross, to succeed here in RAWF. It's not all going to be roses and, you know, whatever you want to call it here in RAWF. You're going to have to work at it. And when you fall, you're going to have to get back up. And I think Aaron knows this, don't you, Aaron? You know how it works. Can't win them all, right?
Nope. Let's see who Randy's got for me tomorrow.
Who do we have for you tomorrow? You want to see who Randy? I'll give you both who your opponents are tomorrow. Randy says that... Let's see here. First of all, Albatross Unlimited. You'll be taking on Mrs. Sassy Intentions. And Aaron McFadden will go one-on-one with, looking for it. There you go, the Agent of Hate. Those are your opponents tomorrow, gentlemen. All right, we good?
Yes, sir.
All right, excellent. All right, so you two will get the bull rope match at Radiversary. Good luck to both of you, and maybe we'll get to talk to you about it next week or the week after. All right?
Sounds good.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Ice Cold Aaron McFadden and Albatross Unlimited now slated to go one-on-one at Radiversary in a bull rope match. Thank you, gentlemen. All right. El Vacant, do me a favor. Screen a couple calls for me while I bring on our next guest.
I can go do that.
If you would.
Back.
All right, you be back. Ladies and gentlemen, we now bring you the reigning champion's choice, Estrogen, Ultimate Gauntlet, and one half of the tag team champions. She is...
Good evening, Bossman. You got rid of Mystique.
He'll be back in a second. I think he might even move back. El Vacant.
Right. No, I'm good. I'm here. Let me. There you go. You called in Mabel. You sent me on a... That was mean.
What? I knew you'd be back quickly.
I told him he got rid of Mystique. It was rude of him.
It's rude.
See? Bacon says you're rude.
Maeve, good evening.
Good evening, Vacant.
Oh, hi.
So, we now know that you will be defending the Estrogen Championship at Rediversary against Wildfire, former Estrogen Champion in her own right. As you know, Elvacan is very excited because it will be redhead on redhead violence. And that always gets him going.
Time.
It is. It absolutely is. But, so, now that you know that it's Wildfire, what are the preparations, and how is that match going to play out?
I mean, I'm excited that it's Wildy. I mentioned before that I would like facing her, and it's been a while since she's been in the title scene, so it'll be nice to see her back there. Wildy and I have a surprising amount in common, which I think is interesting. So I think it'll be a good match overall. That being said, I hope Wildy's not planning her title scene tour just yet because, as Vacant mentioned earlier, I'm kind of keen on keeping this belt for a while longer. I got records to set, and in this at least there's no chance that certain threshing machines can outstrip me on title reigns.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
That'd be a hell of a fight.
I don't think
it would look well.
No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't. No. But with that being said, now that we got the estrogen out of the way and you know you're in Wildfire, we do not know, however, if you've made a decision on who will face you for the Champions Choice Championship.
Well, I promised you that I'd have an answer for you tonight, didn't I?
You did. You did promise.
And have I ever broken the promise to you?
Never.
And I'm not starting tonight. So I'm excited to announce that I have chosen someone who has recently returned, but it's Rediversary. I want to pick someone who has a storied history with the company. And so I have chosen none other than our favorite Puddin' Fiend, Draven, to face me for Champion's Choice.
Wow. Now that's interesting. That is very interesting. Draven Blackbird will challenge me for the Champion's Choice Championship. And yes, like you said, he has got a very storied history here in RAWF. And,
that's what we'll call it.
So my question is,
I am not letting him bring any pudding near the match. For like half a second, I thought about maybe on a lark just saying it were going to be a pudding match. And then I was like, no, because he'll take me seriously. And then the next thing you know, I'm going to be plastered in dessert. And I got other matches at Rediversary. I can't, you know how hard
pudding is to get out of, like, places.
It depends on what kind of pudding. I mean, is it cake? Is it ice cream?
No.
Is it
like,
tart?
The problem here is this is America. So when they say pudding, they mean, like, that the Jell-O pudding pop pudding. Like, the American stuff. It's not what we call pudding.
Like custard?
Yes, but, like, creamier.
I don't need anything creamy of Draven's near me, thanks.
Well, but at any rate, I mean, it's not like...
You okay, Wolfman?
The mental picture is just... Anyways. So with that being said, any idea on what is going to be the stipulations, what you're going to put Draven through to have an opportunity at that Champions Choice Championship?
Well, in honor of the fact that we're going to be on a lake that is hopefully not going to be on fire, I wanted to do something nautical.
Hey, that hasn't happened in years.
The fact that it happened more than once is already terrifying, Bossman.
That said, I know that Draven Ladd is doing this pirate movie, and he's talking about this pirate fest that he's going to further down the lake next month. So it's going to be some sort of nautical pirate theme, but I haven't finalized it yet. I'll have that for you later in the week.
Hmm.
But I'm thinking of calling it a Pirate Bay Brawl.
I like that. Pirate Bay Brawl. Okay. All right. I'm liking where this is going. I like it. All right. And has Draven been informed of this as of yet?
Not yet. I wasn't sure if I needed to tell him or if you need to tell him. Like,
I can tell him.
Last month, Conk Lad challenged me, so he knew I picked him.
Right.
I was hoping that Draven were going to be here tonight.
Yeah.
It's always fun to listen to.
And hopefully we can get him here next week to find out what his reaction. But I will let him know of this, and then we will see what happens from there, matey.
Oh,
all right.
I do have another announcement to make.
Oh.
So we've talked about two MMA matches. Obviously, we can't talk about tags yet because English and I ain't solidified our first place so that we get to choose our opponents yet. So stay tuned next week. But there is one other belt that I hold. And as of yet, Mark Corcoran has not managed to find anyone who is ready to come after me. So I would like to sweeten the pot, as it were. This is, of course, assuming that Moore Corker agrees it's his division, and I would never dream of telling a GM how to do their job. I would like to offer 1 million coins as an incentive to anyone who can run the gauntlet and come after my belt. Directly payable from yours truly.
No, I mean, do they have to win the belt, or do they just have to get a title shot?
No, they just have to win the gauntlet. They don't have to beat me to get the coin.
So let's bring Paragon in for a second. Paragon, the champion is offering up 1 million coins to anybody that can run the gauntlet and get an opportunity at her. Are you in agreement that that is okay?
Yep, we have a precedent that the champion can set up some of their own stipulations and rules. I think that it's going to make things interesting. We're already going at 1 million miles an hour, so this might make it go even faster.
All right.
English, like, you need my money. Of all people, you don't fucking need my money. English is out here acting like he's a pauper.
It is all
and
sexist,
you know,
Fire Chief Bill. The gauntlet is run by all sexes, so
it is.
Yes. Or...
So
you heard it here first.
I'm sorry, Mark Corcoran. I stopped listening when you said that no one had won yet. Who is currently running the gauntlet right now?
Who's currently running the gauntlet, Paragon?
It might help if I unmute myself again. we currently have Chris Cage versus Penelope Washington.
No, either one of them could use money. All right.
Yeah,
there
it is. Well, there
I mean,
you go,
you know,
folks.
I'm not going to volunteer to help bathe either of them, but I will say that we are living in the United States of America, and there are wonderful toiletry facilities available for those who need to know that.
Okay.
Yeah, sign up. Sign up for the gauntlet. I would love to see someone just win. It's just five matches. Five matches. You can count to that on one hand if you're not accident prone. I have an uncle who's a carpenter, and he's only got like 3.5 on one hand.
So he's not a good carpenter.
Oh, he's an excellent carpenter. He's just not very safe. Makes beautiful furniture.
Remember, safety is rule number 3.
Yeah,
all
so
right. So
billion coin bounty on winning the gauntlet. So more Corker, I count on you to keep me informed, and I will pay that out gladly when and if that ever happens.
Will do.
All right. You heard it here first, folks. The reigning Ultimate Gauntlet champion will pay 1 million coins to anyone who runs the gauntlet and gets an opportunity at her. Just an extra incentive to those, because she wants, apparently it sounds like she wants to defend that championship.
Sorry, I just heard what English called Morcorcra. That's an image.
All righty. Moving on. any further questions for me, Velvagan?
You know, there is a question, Vagan. How come you never sign up for the gauntlet?
What's that?
That's a good question.
I asked how come he never signs up for the gauntlet.
It's a good question. I don't actually have an answer.
I'm just saying, you're always complaining about not getting matches.
She makes valid points. I'll think about it. I mean, now with a million coins on the line, maybe I should, you know, think about that. That's
a couple,
four more trucks.
I was going to say, that would add to the fleet. All right. Thank you, Maeve, and thank you for those announcements.
What about Randy? What did Randy do?
Oh, Randy? Let's see here. Randy says you will be taking on Revenge Gibson tomorrow.
Thank fuck it's not English again.
Yeah, that was...
You know, I faced him twice already in this Rankins period.
Yes, I do realize that. I do realize that.
Do you know how hard it is to face someone who knows you as well as English knows me?
No, yes, I do. I do, actually. So, yeah, I don't know what to tell you. Randy was being Randy. All right. Thank you, Maeve, for your time. And you have a good
evening.
Thank
you, Boston.
Good luck tomorrow against Revenge Gibson. Other matchups involving people that have been in chat, actually Paragon, should mention that you'll be taking on Conk tomorrow on Superstars. That ought to be a good matchup. Let's see here. AF James will be taking on really should try to Karate Bunny. Ooh, that's gonna be another good one there. Oh, wait, get Karate Bunny versus AF James.
Yeah.
I see Miss Natalia Nitros out there. She probably will see. These lists are not easy. Oh, Natalia Nitro will take on Striker. Hobo Ezekiel will take on Mancunian Maniac. Extreme Enigma will be taking on the Moose. Anybody else? Razor? Razor will be taking on... Wildfire will take on Billy Gunn. And the Razor will take on the Crippler tomorrow. All right. The Immortal Griffith. The Immortal Griffith to face Big F and Hitman tomorrow on Superstars. All right. But this man tomorrow on Superstars gets himself an opportunity at the Superstars Championship, because when he will take on the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, in the main event. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome. microphone, please welcome Fire Chief Bill to the program. Bill, good to see you, sir.
How's it going, my friend? How's it going?
Wow, a very cheerful Fire Chief Bill tonight. And
not cheerful, just energized. You know what I'm saying?
Energized.
You know, 10 years. Fucking 10 years. Hell yeah.
Yes, Bill, it's been 10 years, and I know you haven't been around for all 10 of them, but you've lurked, you've been around. I think you were back around when I started RAWF, or at least were.
Yes, I was. And to my misfortune, I kind of strayed and went elsewhere, you know, but I always come back to home, you know. You always come back home, you know.
Absolutely. So tomorrow on Superstars, an opportunity at some gold when you take on the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, for the Superstars Championship. What are your thoughts? Did you hear what Cougs had to say earlier?
Well, unfortunately, I was at a 4-alarm and I didn't hear what she said. I just got back recently. I had to take off all my uniform and get washed up and everything, so I didn't hear. But if I know anything about Cougs, she said she's going to try to rip my throat out, I'm pretty sure.
She said she's going to have to be sneaky, is what I heard. Is Elvacan? That's kind of what she said.
You know, she's a cougar. Come on, man. Come on. She's a wild thing. Of course she's going to have to be sneaky. You know? I mean, shit, she's a predator, you know.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm confident. I've been doing some training recently. I've been trying to do a little better. I've found a few people who I have some good training with, and I think I'm up for the challenge. It's about time that FCB gets the gold, you know?
Well, I hope you – I mean, and I won't say I hope you will, but because, you know, I like both of you. Known you both very long time. So it's going to be a good matchup, that much I'm sure. Did you enjoy your trading card, Bill?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's just icing on the cake, you know. So I'm humble, you know, that you and the GM staff would take the time and do that sort of stuff for your wrestlers, you know. It makes me very grateful, you know, to be in this company, because I got to tell you, out of all the companies that I've been in, RAWF is the cream of the crop. There are not too many companies that come close to RAWF. You know, it has everything. It has the superstars. It has the GM. You know, it has the feud. It has everything. You know, it just has everything. You know, and what better way to at Rataverse coming up? You know,
it's gonna
give you best effort. You know, I mean, just you got to put it all on the line. You know, and Rataversary, I don't know who I'm gonna fight, but whoever it's gonna be, you better get ready. Fire Chief Bill is popping on all 8 cylinders. And that
you are
machine.
Yeah, you certainly are having some successes of late. As we read earlier, you probably missed it, but were in the top 25, 7 out of 14. You're at number 20, so you're doing pretty good as of right now. You seem to be hitting your stride. So we'll find out if that continues.
I'm hoping.
We'll find out if that continues and if you can win yourself some gold tomorrow. against the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, for the Superstars Championship. Any final thoughts, Bill?
Being a former Anarchy member for a short time, it's regrettably painfully obvious that I'm going to have to fight the First Lady of Anarchy. And, you know, may the best person win. May the best wrestler win. You know, so just looking forward to it, man. Looking forward to it.
All right. Any questions for Bill L. Vacant?
No, I think you covered everything.
All right. All right. With that being said, Bill, good luck to you tomorrow against the Cougar for the Superstars Championship. And we'll find out in the coming weeks who you will fight at Rataversary. All right?
Absolutely, sir. You have a good evening.
All right.
Hold on to the taco truck. I got a couple $100 with me. They got some boys down at the station that I've been telling them about the tacos. So just plan to see me down there pretty soon to go and get, you know, some food for the fellas at the station. All right.
All right. There's some big money there to be had there, I'm sure. And Bill by himself can put down a bunch of tacos. So, all right, Bill. Thank you very much. All right. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if he ever gave me a song to play, so I'll just bring him on. He is the Extreme Enigma joining us, the former Superstars champion. But Enigma, you've been a busy man here in RAWF, making noise wherever you can, sir. You got a lot on your plate going on. Enigma, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. So... we won't harp on the loss too much because the Superstars title, you know, it is meant to be lost quickly. Very few people can defend that title more than a couple of weeks. You had a good match against Hotshot Chaz a couple of weeks ago, so you have nothing to be ashamed of. But now we turn to, you know, you turn to your match with Karate Bunny at Rataversary, and that's somebody who's been getting under your skin lately. Any word on what this bunny on a pole match is going to entail?
You know, I really have no idea. He put it out there. I initially just wanted to, you know, kick him his ass in the middle of the ring, but you know, threw in the stipulation there. Honestly, stipulations don't matter to me. I got the name. I'm basically a walking gimmick, being the Extreme Enigma and all, but it doesn't matter if it's a hardcore match, on submissions. I made a point earlier this week in a little press release, a little cooking show, if you guys didn't catch that. Great food, by the way. Matches are as simple and can be boiled down just like a recipe. It takes the time and it takes the effort. You want to talk about losses? I mean, very well fair about that. I'm not mad about it. I lost last pay-per-view, Immortal. Griffith turned me inside out, for lack of a better term. I didn't take the steps. I didn't take my time. But here with Karate Bunny, I know that he's got the acumen, the technique and everything, so I just need to take my time with it and make sure that when it's all said and done, he's hopefully got some sense knocked into him and he can drop the whole comedy act.
All right. Well, that's yes, it's been very interesting watching you thus far in RAWF. You've been certainly a contender, making noise, throwing out challenges. So Karate Bunny, that's going to be a good match. Tomorrow you face the Moose on Superstars. You didn't seem to be very pleased about hearing about the facing the Moose.
I mean, with the Moose, I mean, I will be completely honest here. I'm not afraid to line my losses up on a board here. Moose is somebody who has routinely kicked me to the curb. It's going to be a great match overall. We're going to deliver a great show for the fans in the back and hopefully show people in the locker room how to wrestle. There's a couple people who could really use less than that. But, you know, win or lose, Superstars is just the place to be every week.
All right. Well, in that case, what is there anything you wanted to address tonight? Anything you came on here, I'm sure you had something you wanted to say, so I don't want to, you know, the floor is yours if there's anything you wanted to talk about.
There actually is, and it's in a way it has to do with actually you, Mr. Amadeus, not in an overly negative way, but you know, I feel like when I first really came into RAWF, came to a radio show, started admittedly mouthing off a little too much, getting a little too involved, trying to challenge too many people, it made a point to say, whoa, there, slow down. And my whole idea getting into RAWF, this is the biggest company in the world, the biggest company. Everybody talks about it. Everybody wants to be here. You got to have those loud voices in the room. You got to have those people trying to make their way through things. Sometimes you got to be a little brazen. You got to be a little aggressive about it. I took the chance to win the Powerball tournament, and I took on the arguably the biggest dog in the room. Deez, Griffith, those are two names, especially Griffith here pertaining. I'm just using Deez as the comparison. Those are the benchmarks for terms of greatness here. So I stepped up, and like I said, got my ass kicked. It's all about trying to define yourself. And when I look at how I want to define myself in RAWS, simple aspect, go after the biggest man in the room. And whether I come out the winner or not, at least I made my statement.
You certainly made a statement. I won't disagree. You definitely made some noise. You've definitely made your gotten people's attention, including mine. So when I said slow down, I was wasn't sure if didn't know you. You know what I mean? But now I'm starting to realize what kind of man you are, and we're going to find out in the coming weeks if you can back it up. If you can keep going and keep chugging and keep plugging away and getting yourself in contention for certain titles, then I will certainly not slow you down, tell you to slow down after that. So... what more is there to say? I'm looking forward to seeing what you do here in RAWF. So with that being said, anything to say to Karate Bunny?
I mean, I kind of put it on the nose. Honestly, I've said he's a comedy act. I said routinely, that he's basically turned into the mascot of RAWF. Karate Bunny isn't the be-all, end-all for this guy. Karate Bunny isn't the wrestler. I mean it quite literally when I call him an absolute gimmick. He can get in that ring, even under this mask, under this fake gi, under this fake pedigree here, and he still can deliver some of the best matches of the night. But I know the real man that lies underneath that. Certain man that you might remember by the name of Jabu, doesn't matter because that is officially dead in his book right now. I'm just looking to beat him and beat some sense into him and make him remember who he is. Now, does that mean I'm going to come out the winner? Maybe not, but I just want to try and get it through this little bunny's head that he's a lot greater when his old personas, and he doesn't need this whole comedy act.
All right. Well, Enigma, you're scheduled to go one-on-one with the Moves tomorrow, but you're also scheduled with Karate Bunny at Radiversary and this bunny on a pole match. Hopefully we'll have more information on what that is going to be about here.
God, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. With that being said, I'm told, and I was probably aware of this, but it's just, I'm blonde and I don't remember everything. You run a company, ILW. Talk to me about ILW. What's it stand for and what's it about?
Oh, goodness. That's a surprise. Thank you for letting me talk about it real quick. ILW is Impact Legacy Wrestling. Obviously you hear that name and you think, oh, it's a TNA or Impact Wrestling knockoff, and it does borrow inspiration there down to the scenes, down to the ideas, and really just all about it. But there's a reason for that. When I came into the wrestler unstoppable world, wrestling world, that was the first company that I really stepped into and was able to breathe, sort of find my ideals and find out who I wanted to be as a wrestler. And over time, I got the reins behind the company. Ever since returning the company to an active status back in last April, I've just been trying to repeatedly find the best talent, put on the best matches, and create one of the best experiences. I'm not going to sit here and say I'll ever be anywhere close to RAWF. You guys, whole different league than me. I'm a Bush League compared to you guys, but I'd like to say that there's hopefully a bright future for it.
Well, I'm getting some positive reviews out in the chat. People promoting this, saying it's a really good company. So With that being said, I usually take in the habit of when I have a member of REWF that runs a really good company and you know it's notable, I like to add that company to the main REWF main page as a company we support. So with your permission, I'd like to add ILW's logo and link to the REWF main page sometime here in the near future, if that's all right with you.
That would be absolutely fantastic. Might I be able to do the same for REWF?
Yes, absolutely. No problem. And if anybody else out there listening is a member of REWF and has a company they'd like to have on the main page of REWF as a company we support, please let me know. I believe I've got AF James's company, Platinum. Let's see.
What if I don't support them?
Doesn't matter if you support.
I just have to burn down the taco truck, then.
I didn't mean you. He was putting the offer out for others. I mean, I'm sure there are other companies that I'd be like, ah, that's merit. It's no good.
Well, as of right now, on the main page, I've got AF James's Platinum Championship Wrestling, Minifee's FTW, Conk's Church of Conk, Papa Shaker's Fueled by Awareness, Sassy Applebee's Beach House, Attention Seeker Society, which I believe is Angel Bitch, NMW, Mystic Maniac, British Brawlers Association, which I need to remember who that is. I think that's Uber Vegan. That's Uber. That's TPO's company. Commonwealth Wrestling, of course, by Mark Caliber. I'd like to add ILW and anybody else has a company that they'd like to have put on the REWF main page and is in REWF, I will certainly just let me know, shoot me a link, shoot me a logo, and I will have them up on the page promptly.
For the record, I do approve of all of those companies. I've actually had, every single title in every one of those companies. So, you know, it would behoove me to, you know, in fact, say that they are good companies.
Oh, shoot. By the way, folks, we are extended for an extra half hour due to the immense amount of people we have to talk to tonight. But Enigma, any final thoughts before I let you go and move on?
Just an overall thank you for both the time, the little putting the my company logo on the wall there. That's really appreciated. And you keep doing your thing, you blonde bastard.
Thank you, blonde bastard. Yeah. Now I've got... what do you like better, Snack Daddy or Blonde Bastard, El Vacant?
I mean, Snack Daddy is funny, but, I mean, Blonde Bastard's pretty on the nose.
Yeah, there you go. All right, thank you. That is the Extreme Enigma. Oh, and also Enigma, I don't know if you've ever sent me a theme song before for playing you in, but if you have, if you could send me one if you have one, I'd appreciate it. Otherwise, next time you maybe get played in to something you don't like. Real American or something.
Oh, God. Yeah, I can manage that. Y'all have a good one.
All right. Extreme Enigma, ladies and gentlemen. He has a couple big matches coming up. So, like I said, it'll be very interesting to see how his career plays out. All right. Our next guest, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be front and center at Radiversary with at least four title matches. Including the main event where he challenges Deez for the World Heavyweight Championship. Let's bring on
I am immortal. Immortal.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the immortal Griffith. Griffiness, good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir. A blonde bastard. I kind of like it.
I don't. No. Now that I think about it, can we find something else? Blonde something. Blonde, not bastard. Let's not go with bastard.
Himbo? No. All right.
No. All right. So, Griffith, we are 2 weeks out now from going to be a huge night for you, the 10th anniversary of RAWF, but you are in the main event, challenging D's as well as other matches. Where do you want to start?
Hey, so I've been told. I mean, I keep hearing about it all over the place.
Where do you want to start, sir? The Powerball Championship match is going to be interesting because the tournament, Razor mentioned earlier, is far from over, yet just about every name left in that tournament is a pretty big name. Let's take a look at it here real quick.
Sure.
You've got the final four here. You have Blake Effin Bradley, who's already going to be challenging one of your challengers for the Triple Crown. You've got Hobo Ezekiel, RAWF Hall of Famer. You have Simply the Best, the former champ, Powerball champion, and you have Karate Bunny. All four of those going to be a pretty tough matchup for you for the Powerball championship. Would you agree or disagree?
But will they, though? But will they?
I mean, I would think, I personally, for me, the most dangerous would be STB. You know, he's the former champion. He's coming back for revenge. He's getting inducted into the Hall of Fame. He's got some motivation. I would think that one of at least those four would be the most concerning, possibly.
I mean, I guess if you go by motivation factors, he's going to want to not lose all of his matches on the weekend he's getting inducted to the Hall of Fame. I guess that would suck. But, you know, good for him that he has a match. Well, wait, does he have a match that doesn't involve me?
He doesn't. He does have a match.
Yeah.
He's defending the Platinum.
Yeah, all right, so he's got Platinum. All right, so we've got a match that he could possibly win, so that's good.
All right, well, what about Blake Bradley? He's going to have an opportunity to the Triple Crown Championship. You could possibly have to face him twice in one night. You really think you could beat him twice?
I think I can beat him 100 times.
Fair enough.
Look, the giant taco vendor over here said it better than I ever could. I am his spoiler. I have been, without even trying, I have just stepped in his picnic time and time again all year. Of the four you've listed, the only one of those matches is interesting to me. The rest are boring.
Oh, which one's the interesting one?
Hobo. Because I haven't actually faced Hobo in a title shot in quite some time. Everyone else on your list, not only have I beaten, but I've beaten recently. In some cases, very recently. Actually, in all cases, very recently.
Yes, I believe you beat Karate Bunny on Superstars a couple weeks ago. And then, you know, STB, of course, you beat him to win the Powerball Championship recently. So, yeah, I don't recall.
But I haven't faced Hobo for a title in quite some time.
Well, there you go. So you're pulling for Hobo Ezekiel to win. You're hoping he will get past Blake Bradley and then whoever wins between STB and Karate Bunny. Interesting. All right. Well, fair enough. And you think Hobo is a challenge then? You think is he intriguing because you haven't faced him for a while? Or do you think
here's the thing. He's intriguing because I can't answer that question. Because I haven't faced him when anything's been on the line in so long. And the fighter he is now is not the fighter I fought the last time he did come after one of my titles. I want to see who and what he is now. because I can't answer that question. I don't know if I should be worried, which that's sort of a unique position for me.
All right. Well, then let's move along to the Triple Crown Championship. You talked about Blake Bradley and say you picnic, but we throw Killer Neptune into the mix, and maybe the picnic gets a little more fishy, if you will. Talk to me about how you feel this match will go for you.
Oh, my greatest concern is whatever fixes in for Killer is going to come up and bite me.
There's no fix. But all right. So you're worried that you're worried about Killer Neptune because you think that there's something going on there. You're more worried about Killer than you are Blake Bradley?
Did I not just say I could beat Blake Bradley 100 times? Like, I thought those words came out of my mouth.
Okay. All right. So with that being said, you think –
And I don't even mean that to be disrespectful. Blake, he is an incredible fighter. He has done incredible things in this company, and he has an incredible future ahead of him. I think I'm just the rock to his scissors.
Okay. All right. Well, then let's talk about – we can't really talk about the tag team titles, although you and as Maeve mentioned, are in the lead and could possibly be choosing your opponents if you stay in first place. But that's
that could be interesting. We all saw how well that went last time.
Yeah, we did. And so, you know, really can't talk about that. So let's move on to the main event, D's for the World Heavyweight Championship. Mm-hmm. And we mentioned that basically on average you win the world title once a year. Here in RAWF, and it has been a year since you've held the title or even challenged for the title. So your thoughts on facing D's now on that anniversary?
By design.
Well, I wouldn't say it's by design because I don't think that's how it's actually worked out once a year, but talk to me about facing D's. And, you know, we talked at length, Elvaken and I, earlier on. We had our opinions. So talk to me about, you know, D's and how better.
Out of the equation, just as a fan of the industry, let me say that was actually some very insightful commentating on both your parts about that match. That being said, you were wrong. The taco guy was right.
So you don't agree with me that D? I'm not okay. Obviously, you wouldn't agree that D's is going to win, and you know I made my opinion known
on that.
That's
the only part I disagree with. Everything else you said was spot on.
So you agree that we are seeing the best D's we've ever seen right now in his entire RAWF career, and you fought him on several occasions. This is not your first rodeo against D's, so by far. And he does have a history of beating you at least once, if not more than once, for titles on pay-per-view. So, you know, I think this is the best we've ever seen D's. Can you rise to the occasion and beat the best version of D's?
Yes. And if I didn't, like, look. If I didn't believe the answer to that question was yes, I shouldn't be here. And the same goes for him. Like, if you ask him that question, he's going to say yes. Like, you don't get to the places we are in this industry without having unwavering confidence in yourself. For some of you newer wrestlers out there, maybe take notes on that part because I've seen some lacking there. Back to the important thing, me. When it comes to D's, I usually have his number, but I have to admit, look, you know, has he won some big matches over me? Yes, he has. Has he greatly improved over the last, you know, since just before he won, you know, basically when he called his shot till now? Absolutely, he has. I am excited to face this D's, right? This will be the best D's I've ever faced. And if I can beat him in this state and take that title and become a nine-time
time REWF World Champion, I mean, I think that sends a statement.
Yeah, it certainly does. It certainly
I mean,
does.
I make a habit of, if you know, I also make a habit of going after the world title when someone who seems unstoppable has it.
Yes, this is true. This is true. So this is going to be interesting, to say the least. When you, anything you have to say to these?
I'm expecting everything you have, Deez. I'm expecting a hell of a fight. I really hope you don't disappoint.
All right. Well, it will be a happening 2 weeks from tonight. The Immortal Griffith challenges Deez for the World Heavyweight Championship, looking to win it for the 9th time. All right.
That's
thank
nice
you, Griff. It certainly is something that nobody else can, probably will never be able to say other than you. I mean, let's face it. You've already got you've already held it twice as many times as anybody else over. So, yeah. All right. Griff, thank you for your time, sir, and we will talk to you again next week. But I did mention you take facing on Big F and Hitman tomorrow, right?
You did. You mentioned earlier. I heard you, yes.
All right. Any thoughts about that real quick?
I actually faced him just recently as well, and I don't know. It's like he's lost a few steps. I remember when he was hard to fight. He was hard to beat. But the last couple matches I've had with him, he's kind of been asleep at the wheel. So, frankly, I'm kind of hoping I get that guy.
You may or may not. It all depends on, I suppose. All right. Thank you, Griff, for your time, and we will talk again probably next week. All right. So, Judge, I'm going to bring Judge back in. You're just now noticing this?
No, I'm reiterating. I mean, I am the guy who called him Mr. Ego Man for how long?
Yeah, exactly.
But,
thank you, El.
That was...
Thank
but
you, L. Obvious.
Not like, I'm the big badass and I'm going to stomp all over everybody's dreams and hopes. He still comes out like just that. Just, what is it Maeve calls him? Vain creature? Yes, I think that's right.
All right. Judge, are you there?
I'm here. I'm the damn you.
All right, so you've had a while to stew on this after interrupting us earlier about the scaffold match against Margaritaville Mahler. And are you sure this is something you want to do?
Oh yeah, most definitely what I want to do. I mean, he stuck his nose in my business too many times.
All right, it is official then. Judgment versus Margaritaville Mahler on a scaffold. In 2 weeks' time, reminiscent of some of the older days of REWF, Judge getting up on that scaffold. El Vacant mentioned your fear of heights earlier, Judge. Is that going to come into play here?
No, it's not going to come into play because I'm going to be dragging him up there with me and knocking him off. It's going to be a victory, so it's going to be...
That's what I'm saying. I think actually your fear of heights is a bonus for you because once you get up there, you're like hell, I'm going to fall, and you just fight even harder.
That's right. Fight harder to stick on us. There. The guy's going to be broken. He's going to be broken in half, and Zobie has his insurance paid up.
All right. Thank you, Judge. All right. Razor, are you still here?
I do have one thing. I do have one thing.
Make it quick. We only got 4 minutes left, and I wanted to ask Razor something real quick.
Well, I'll give it to him next week.
All right, give it to him next week. Razor, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Well, I wanted to get your take. It's been, you're a Hall of Famer here in REWF. It's been open 10 years. I want to get your opinion on Hall of Fame class. Particularly Simply the Best, Give me your thoughts on Simply the Best going into the RAWF Hall of Fame.
Simply the Best. Definitely a deserving career there. You know, he's always in the mix, as I said, and he backs up what he says.
He certainly does. He does, certainly is the best. real quick, I want to hear what if you have a favorite memory here in RAWF.
Yeah, always liked what happened between me and the Nightwalkers.
Hmm. Ah, yes, you and the Nightwalkers. That was always a very interesting situation, to say the least. Did you get your trading card, Razor? Did you notice you got a trading card?
Yes, I did, sir. I appreciate that.
All right, good. Glad to hear it. And once again, folks, the RAWF 10th anniversary trading cards are out, and we're still working on getting more out, and hopefully just about everybody in RAWF will get one when we're all said and done. I've been sharing the scene, and of course, it's also on the main page, the link to the scene. All right, I think we're going to forego any promotions tonight, El Vacant, since we only got a couple minutes to go anyways. So for that, I thank you once again. A great show, great co-host you have been over the years, El Vacant, something I very much appreciate. And for all of you listeners and members of RAWF, I thank you as well. And the 10th anniversary celebration will continue right here next week on RAWF After Hours here on the RAWF Radio Network. For El Vacant, I am Lord Amadeus. El Vacant, say good night.
Good night.